In order to describe the motion of an object, you must first be able to describe its position relative to a convenient reference frame. The most commonly used reference frame is the Earth. We can choose the reference frame in which the Earth is stationary to investigate the motion of objects around us. The size and direction of the motion are determined by the choice of reference frame. For example, a rocket launch would be described in terms of the position of the rocket with respect to the Earth as a whole. To describe the position of a person in an airplane, we use the airplane, not the Earth, as the reference frame. An inertial reference frame is any reference frame that is stationary or moves with constant velocity. So, we now understand represent the position of something, we also need to be able to explain what linear motion is. Displacement, speed, velocity, and acceleration are fundamental concepts when describing motion in a straight line. You need to know how they link together. The displacement of an object is the distance and direction from an object's starting position to its final position. You can write the displacement of an object by writing a curly X with an arrow over the top of it. The velocity of an object is the speed and direction an object is traveling. You can write the velocity of an object by writing a V with an arrow over the top of it. The velocity of an object is the rate of change of displacement. You can work this out by working out the change in the displacement of an object divided by the change in time. Speed is the magnitude of the velocity. Remember that the magnitude is the size. Instantaneous speed or velocity is the speed or velocity of an object at a given instant in time. The average speed or velocity is the total distance or displacement divided by the total time taken. The acceleration of an object, A, is the rate and direction at which its velocity changes. You can work out the acceleration of an object by working out the change in velocity of an object, divided by the change in time. In physics, we can say the change in something by using a delta symbol. The delta symbol looks a bit like a triangle. So delta V means the change in velocity. There are four equations you need to know that describe motion along a straight line with uniform, or constant, acceleration or deceleration. You will often be asked questions involving the five key concepts of motion in a straight line. These are x, or the displacement of the object, v0, or the initial velocity, v, or the final velocity, a, the acceleration, t, the time. Usually, you will be given three and asked to calculate a fourth using the following equations. The final velocity equals the initial velocity plus the acceleration times by the time. You can also remember this by v equals v0 plus a t. The second equation is x equals v0 plus v, all divided by 2. The third equation is x equals v0 times t plus a half a t squared. The final equation you need to know is v squared equals v0 squared plus 2 times a times x.